שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא חוק האהבה במערכת אדם הראשון, נקרא קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות, נמשיך מקטע מספר 50.
Hello, we are in the part of the law of love in the system of אדם ראשון. We'll continue from item 50.
Excerpt number 50.
עצה ותושייה.
The advice and counsel for serving the Creator in the correct path of repentance is to unite our hearts in love of friends and look at the advantage of the other in serving the Creator and in knowing His Creator and not to see His flaw. Repentance is mainly in uniting with each and every one in love and in one heart, to serve the Creator shoulder to shoulder. By this, the world of repentance and the world of mercy and the world of goodwill awaken. This is an intimation in the heart of each one, and it is implied in the word one, to become one bundle, to serve the Creator with all our hearts.
וזה רמוז במילת אחת, שנהיה לאגודה אחת, לעבוד את השם בכל לב.
כן, כי תיקון שלנו רק ב...
Because our correction is only through connection, were our results of the shattered vessel of Adam Rishon. That's the main thing we constantly have to remember, that the process we're going through, whether we know or not, understand or not, feel or not, it's the process of correcting the vessel. Now, that's why, from the shattering of Adam Rishon, we start counting our stages of correction. And now we are in the last stage, that if we connect between us, the whole world will connect around us, and the whole vessel will be corrected. We are the final generation, the last generation. No questions. Okay, so let's keep going. Ma'or v'Shemesh is a book that was very dear to Baal HaSulam. He mentions this book at a lot of places.
קטע מספר 51, ליקוטי הלכות.
Excerpt number 51. From ליקוטי הלכות. It is written, the Sanhedrin was as a round semicircle, so they would see each other. The love is mainly that they saw each other, for they could not tolerate one not seeing one's friend. When they see each other, they receive from one another, and the mind of each one sparkles through his friend. For in each one there is a good point that is discerned as righteous, the quality of Moses with regard to his friend. Therefore, through the sparkling, the mind sparkles. Hence, the vitality is mainly through peace and love among Israel, which is regarded as seeing one another. This is the meaning of what our sages said, company or death. For vitality is mainly through love of friends. Since when there is no love and there is separation, it is impossible to receive vitality, and it is regarded as death. For the separation between each other is regarded as death.
This is, we need to remember this very, very well. We have to try and put it in our mind and heart and all our bones and our nerves, that if we are disconnected, we are dead. And life starts only to the extent of our connection between us. We're all parts of the shattered Adam Rishon. And the more we can connect between us, we are resurrecting ourselves back to life. And the life will we feel it's only in order to take care of us so we can connect.
Meseder. Hebrew 10.
Okay, Hebrew 10.
Meyer.
Quick.
What does it mean to see each other in the work? That through looking, it sparkles.
That I see the others as my partners in connection in resurrecting the vessel of Adam Rishon. That's the correct way to look at each other. If I don't see the other as a partner to connecting our vessel and revealing the Creator in him, so I don't really see him. That's called that I don't see him. See him for the correction. 52.
52, Ma'or v'shemesh. The heart and root of the work of the Creator is love of friends. Through it, one can come to the true work of the Creator. When one sees that his friends aspire and yearn to serve the Creator in Torah and prayer, it will excite his heart to connect with them, and all his friends' actions will seem to him as greater than his own actions.
Again,
52. The heart and root of the work of the Creator is love of friends. Through it, one can come to the true work of the Creator. When one sees that his friends aspire and yearn to serve the Creator in Torah and prayer, it will excite his heart to connect with them, and all his friends' actions will seem to him as greater than his own actions.
That's how we can measure our advancement. As much as I can see each and every friend as greater than me, and as much as he really is greater, according to that, I can measure my advancement towards the correction. That's clear, right? Meaning, try and see all friends as great here before me, and that I am drawn to connect with them as the small one towards the big ones, because only in the connection with them I can reach the Creator. They make a connection with the Creator, and me as the small one, I join them, and then I succeed. Only in such a way. Yes, Niv.
There is often the question that the relation to the friends is not equal. Some friends I see as great, some as not as great. How do you work with it correctly?
That's also not true, because it's my ego sorting them out in such a way. I have to reach a state that in my eyes, towards the importance, some, you know, that I'm supposedly disregarding them, that I won't let them ask, or whatever. It's all, I'm fooling you. Everybody's important. In BB, there's no one who is less important than the others. But if he harms, so he's out. But if he remains, and he's in our framework, so everybody's important.
How do you come to such a perception that there's none in Bnei Baruch who is less important, everyone's important?
I'm not an example, but I try to, like, scan everyone and see how I'm relating to everybody in connection and love. Obviously, from all of this, I also have my 10. But through the 10, I try to reach a state where everyone's equal. In spirituality, there is no not equal. There's no bit in spirituality. That's why I can't say he's less important or more important. But for the corrections, we need everyone. Also, those who we can't stand right now, that they, like, break our connection, they want to stand out or something. They too will have a place in the future. I'm willing to accept everybody here in BB, the people that left on their own, and they want to return on their own. So they have a place. That's it.
So, practically speaking, I begin with my circle in the ten.
Right.
And there I do this scanning, and I want to see that my relation to the friends is equal.
You already have to reach a state that they're standing in your heart, and you don't even have to scan them. You just accept them all at once and feel how we're all together one. That's what you have to get to. But the whole world, BB, that's different. I can't remember that yet. I can't imagine them in such a way. I can say it, but we need to feel them, that they're in my heart, as we say, that the friends are standing in my heart. Every time we return to it forcefully, we start feeling that it's like that.
And any revelation that is less than that, what do we do with it?
Try and raise them in importance. Like Rabbi says, love is like an animal that we have to feed. And then it'll take place.
This is what we said about making room or contracting the and let the Creator control there. If the Creator controls and all the friends are equal in my eyes,
his quality that covers the vessels doesn't need any more checking afterwards.
Okay.
Well, read one more. We have some more time.
53, Ramak. Israel are responsible for one another, since in each one there is truly a part of his friend. When one sins, he blemishes himself, and he blemishes the part that his friend has in him. It follows that as far as that part goes, his friend is responsible for him. Therefore, they are related to each other. For this reason, one should desire one's friend's benefit and look favorably upon one's friend's benefit. And his honor should be as dear to him as his own, for he is truly him. This is why we were commanded, love your friend as yourself. One should want one's friend's purity and will not speak badly of him whatsoever, just as the Creator does not wish for our defamation or affliction. He should not wish for his friend's affliction or corruption. It should pain him just as though he were in the same affliction or the same joy. 53, the Ramak. Israel are responsible for one another, since in each one there is truly a part of his friend. When one sins, he blemishes himself, and he blemishes the part that his friend has in him. It follows that as far as that part goes, his friend is responsible for him. Therefore, they are related to each other. For this reason, one should desire one's friend's benefit and look favorably upon one's friend's benefit, and his honor should be as dear to him as his own, for he is truly him. This is why we were commanded, love your friend as yourself. One should want one's friend's purity and will not speak badly of him whatsoever, just as the Creator does not wish for our defamation or affliction. Just as the Creator does not wish for our defamation or affliction, he should not wish for his friend's affliction or corruption. It should pain him just as though he were in the same affliction or the same joy.
Actually, Later on, we discover that a person has nothing to correct, but only his attitude towards the others. Where is the shattering revealed in the hatred between us? That we have to swap it out with love between us, and from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator, meaning to the whole collective. That's why I have to be concerned of the correction of the friend, of supporting the friend more than I do with myself. We have to not forget this, because bestowing is expressed by this. As much as I support and I'm concerned of the friends, Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Our question is, we learn here that one should want one's friend's purity and will not speak badly of him whatsoever. So our question is, where is the room for constructive criticism here in our work towards dissemination?
In dissemination, we're not speaking about it here at all. Dissemination is something that has nothing to do with our inner work. That's what we disseminate outside our circle. Knowing the correction of the world, why the world is going through all these states, these are things that don't belong to us. All we need is to help creation advance, and that's how we disseminate to them, also to the extent that they can digest this. So we're not speaking about dissemination here. Now we're only speaking about our correction, about the way we bestow to the friends in our big BB group.
So in our internal work, is there any room for constructive criticism, please?
Constantly. Obviously, yes. How can you discover what you're lacking to correct if you don't criticize? But such a criticism that you go back to yourself and you see how much you are lacking in adding to your work.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav.
How do I come to a state where I don't have bad thoughts about the friends?
You need to do it opposite. Not to be afraid in harming the friends, but constantly be concerned of treating them with love. That's how it is.
German 4.
What is a warm attitude towards others, especially the stranger?
We're not speaking about strangers now. We're only speaking how to make a good, nice connection, each one in his ten, and afterwards between our tens. And strangers right now, we have nothing to do about it. We're not corrected for it yet. Yes, Niv.
They sent me a follow-up question concerning the questions we asked before. So the question is, how can you relate to a friend who doesn't participate in the lessons? Meaning, how can you relate equally to all the friends in the 10, if not all of them, have the same framework of lessons of learning?
We still, for now, are including them in the tens, and let's hope that they'll find the forces to participate with us in each and every lesson, and in each and every action. Well, there's times of weakness that everybody goes through. Still, we need to support them as much as we can. But if I'm thinking of love of friends, so first of all, I think of those that I see right before me, that I read a daily article with them and the daily lesson with them, and I meet with them daily. Those are my friends that I accept, and the others are the ones who join. They join. I can't take them into account. They're not with us. That's why What can you do? We're not certain that they're actually partners on the path, but somehow we can take them in our advancement as much as they can be with us. It's worth it. And last one, PT 29.
Thank you, Rav. It's written that he looks favorably at his eyes and his honor is as dear to him as his own because he is actually him. What is this about?
That everything that is happening to the friend, you take them as if they're happening to you. Info.
Everyone is invited to connect to a full broadcast schedule from 10 to 10:30 Noma with Rav, from 10:30 to 11:30 the writers' meeting, and then Rav will continue with Israel Shimshon from 11:30 to 12 about current affairs. In the evening, we'll watch the lesson. First hour from 6 to 7 is a recorded lesson. And then a live workshop with friends from 7 to 7:30. And we'll conclude with the song. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה ונעילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהוא טוב וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine
Kazakhstan, Sibirь и Крым Дышит воздухом одним, устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine
Miren lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones. Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón.
Around the world, a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine